Robert Knott is an actor, writer, and producer, and a few years ago he was chosen by the estate of author Robert B. Parker to carry on the Virgil Cole and Everett Hitch series of Western novels. Knott's list of stage, television, and film credits include the feature film Appaloosa, which was based on Robert B. Parker's novel, which he adapted and produced with actor and producer Ed Harris. Also among his credits is the television miniseries The Stand, based on the Stephen King novel. He has also had roles in The Coneheads, Pollock, and The Garage, just to name a few. His new novel is in the Cole and Hitch series is Robert B. Parker's The Bridge, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Robert Knott to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us. I appreciate you taking the time out and talking about this. You know, so the estate says to you, all right, we would like you to take over this part of the franchise. There are three series and two other authors, at least, are working on those. So here you go. And you had some input with Bob Parker when you were doing Appaloosa. So now that you're into your third novel, do you feel like you have it's becoming a little bit more of your own now?
Well, I do. You know, I think it's kind of been my own from the beginning. You know, there's something that happens, and that is, you know, I'm my voice, and I can't be somebody else's voice.
Right.
And I think that pretty much stands for everyone. We do our best to, the three writers that have been chosen, we all do our best to stay in the vein, you know, emulate the style and carry on with the characters. But at the end of the day, we have to rely on, you know, dance with the one who brung us, so to speak. And, you know, my history, my background, my input, you know, who I am, what I think, how I feel, you know, it's just hard to keep these, you know, personal elements out of what you're doing as a storyteller.
With that said, you are still dealing with characters that were created by someone else. It isn't as freeing as writing your own novel.
True.
And you are also assuming that you are in some ways appealing to an audience that was already there for those books of another writer. So that, to me, would be a balance.
It is a balance. You know, also I had a jump start by writing the movie based on a Robert Parker novel. So I had already been into the dialogue, been into the characters. I'd been working on set with Ed Harris and Vigo in the moment-to-moment reality, what's driving these characters, who they are essentially, what makes up their chemistry, what their borders are, what their boundaries are about, you know, what is their code. These things had already been instilled in our process as filmmakers. So with that in mind, it was, I actually had the best of three worlds. The actors to actually bring these characters to life.
Right.
Robert Parker's words and characters that he imagined and put on the page. And then my continuation of, okay, what are those characters going to do in this situation? So it was a pretty interesting experiment for me, and what it did for me is really jump-started.
Bob Parker was a guest in the show many, many times. I think before his death, I used to say he was on more than any other guest. I love the guy, and it was always great to have him on. And we had many conversations about making his books into movies, and usually his idea was always, well, just take the money and run. And but yet with Appaloosa, he said that was sort of the gold standard. That was the situation that he liked and that he pointed to as how it could be. Do you have a sense of what went right in that author? Now you, as an author of your own novels, of what collaboratively worked in that situation?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I think when you're making film or television, there's a niche you get into the groove. We did that very quickly. Ed Harris and I wrote or adapted the book. Within 1 year, we had financing, and we were in pre-production.
Yeah.
Close to it. And normally, or that's not normal. So to answer that question, I think there was a few factors. One of them was that we had Ed Harris as a director and the lead actor.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone knows and loves Ed in this business. So that was helpful in the financing stages of the project. But I will say today it would be more difficult. It's only been a few years, actually, from 2008 till now, but times change. It's hard to get Westerns on feature film, as feature films.
And
television is much more acceptable right now.
To the idea of the Western.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which brings me to the question that I've been wanting to ask you, which is if you weren't writing a series that was prescribed to you and you had your own, you know, your own blank slate, would you be writing Westerns?
Oh, yeah. I'd be writing something very similar to what this is. This is actually, you know, close to the way I think, the way I write, the characters that I know, the characters I like to work with. I grew up in Oklahoma and Texas. I grew up around these characters. I worked in the oil field for many years before I got into the show business stuff, working around a lot of ranchers and farmers and cowboys, oil men, hunters, fishermen, outdoorsmen, people that, you know, were part of the earth and part of that language from back then, plus my parents. From my grandparents, they had a traveling tent show that followed the wheat harvest, and they put on three-act melodramas, and they were part of the old world, the old culture. They were quite a bit older for grandparents, as my parents were. My parents had me when they were in their 40s.
Mm.
So my background stretches all the way back into the 1800s in terms of language and what I heard and stories that I knew and characters that were, you know, close to my heart. So, yes, to answer your question, Westerns are a big part of my my background and what I do enjoy. In fact, in the work that I do in film and television, I would say still to this day, most of it is... most of it involves period dramas.
Mm.
Working on one right now called Tulsa, which is about the beginning of the oil and gas industry in Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 1920s.
Is that as an actor or a writer?
That's a writer. I'm working on that as producing, writing this hopefully series.
Hmm.
Something like Boardwalk Empire meets Giant meets Ragtime.
So an epic feel to it, certainly.
Right.
There are wonderful mystery elements to this, which, of course, is something that Bob Parker excelled at. Did you enjoy that aspect of this book in particular?
Oh, I do. I like the unknown. As a reader, I appreciate, okay, what's happening, or where are we going, what's to be uncovered, and I work, I think, pretty much as Bob did. I start with the story and let the characters lead me through the story, as to put together a complete outline and say, okay, here's plot point A, B, C, and D, you know. I really appreciate the mystery and also the magic that happens hopefully happens as a writer, that the story takes you unexpected places. So I really, you know, in fact, if I did have my own series, it would be even more into the mystery.
Mm.
I love that thriller mystery aspect to stories.
The characters in these novels, Virgil Cole and Everett Hitch, We know a lot about them, and there's a lot we don't know about them as readers and in the series from the very beginning when Robert Parker started writing them. And I'm curious as to how much you want to know and how much you want to create that, and how much you enjoy not knowing and having sort of that mysterious element of their backgrounds.
You know, I love the idea of not knowing anything about a character. One of my favorite films is Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
You know, we open up with the guy. We know that he's got problems. We don't really know what they are. When his mother comes and visits him when he's in the penitentiary right before she dies, and she says, "I've given the farm over to your brother," and, you know, he doesn't say anything. It's like, of course, you know, nothing's ever gone my way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all we know about the guy. And the quality of his moment-to-moment reality within the story reveals and tells us more, and we sympathize and have such a connection to that character without all the reveal of, oh, his mother did this to him, his father did this to him, this is the background here, this is what set up these particular set of, you know, of boundaries, etc., instead of just showing them. I think it's much more interesting to drop in and find a character, and I find that in screenwriting as well. You know, the more you get into saying, you know, what happened to this character that made this character this way, the less you rely on what you're doing as a storyteller within the scenes and within what's happening between the two characters as they speak.
Robert Knotts.
We get a lot more reveal between the two of them.
Absolutely. Robert Knotts' new novel in the Cole and Hitch series is Robert B. Parker's The Bridge. It is published by Putnam. Robert, great to talk to you again. Thank you very much for spending time with us, and best of luck with all the projects.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And goodbye there, Radio Land. We'll talk to you later.
Great. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.